These women from Hunga Island in the north of Tonga are weaving mats. This isn't such an unusual sight in the Pacific Islands. What is unusual is that these women are using their mat weaving session to discuss their contribution to the upcoming community planning meeting. One of the women, Lanua Mahe, says that just a few years ago, this would have been unthinkable.
In the past, it was very difficult to bring to light women's opinions. It was embarrassing to even discuss what women thought, because men would not acknowledge them. The men would say that they are the only decision makers.
Decision making on Hunga Island has now completely changed. At tonight's community meeting, men and women have an equal voice when planning changes to the communal infrastructure. This is a result of a project initiated by the Tongan government and IFAD, the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, which has given the community the skills to initiate and run their own large-scale development projects for the first time. A community committee was formed, and they received training in everything from fundraising to project planning.
They gave us the opportunity to identify our problems by formulating our own community development plan. We had the chance to discuss and agree on the biggest priorities and how to implement solutions.
And this would have been impossible without gender equality. On a small island like this one, successful community-led development projects must have both men and women equally invested in the work. Together, they decided that building a road was their first priority. Because in 2007, the only way to get from the wharf to the village was along a steep, muddy, and often dangerous path. Using the skills they learned in the project trainings, the community started their own fundraising drive. By harnessing the power of social media, they mobilized their relatives living abroad. In the end, with a contribution from IFAD and even the Indian government, they raised a total of $300,000. It was enough money to start the work. For the first time in the community's history, the men and women labored together. The town officer, the island's elected representative, is emotional when he remembers what they achieved as a community.
I didn't hear any complaint or somebody saying, I'm tired. No, none at all. We stood in one good spirit. The best part is what we all did and accomplished together. This was our problem, and together we solved it.
After the success of the road, the men and women worked together to build a new wharf and several other roads around the village. Now every community gathering is an opportunity to discuss new ideas. Much of the talk at this birthday party is about their next project, building a new community hall that will double as a cyclone shelter. They've already raised $20,000. Once again, the men and women of Hunga Island will work together to plan and build it.
I believe that for women to be given the opportunity to work with men in overseeing community well-being is a huge improvement in our lives. If this continues, in the future, girls may even become town officers.
Male or female, the future town officers of Hunga Island will understand the importance of men and women working together to develop their own community themselves. Joanne Leverton, United Nations.